But a callback to a discussion that we had last week, a news story of a man in Mexico being dubbed Mexican Batman, who's been fighting crime on his own, a vigilante. And as the most Hispanic members of the station, Monty, think it's up to us to check in with this guy. Check the temperature, if you will. Especially after last night's 3-2 Mexico loss to England in the World Cup. So joining us right now, in fact, in studio, welcome, bienvenidos, Mexican Batman.
Hola, Monto. Y dije, I'm Mexican Batman.
It's good to have you with us. Monty and I, collectively, one Hispanic person up here, I guess, between the two of us. So I think that it's on us to welcome you to our humble show. I wonder if you caught last night's match between Mexico and England.
Sí, I was there, pero I ver un poquito of the game last noche.
Yeah.
I was saving El Mexico y El Azteca luchador en con with one of my enemies, El Bane.
El Bane? Yeah. What does that translate to in English?
He's like Americano Batman's Bane.
Oh, okay.
But mine... is like 5'6" or something. Amigo's like Kevin Hart of me's enemies. E instead of Venom, he's jacked on like Topo Chico. Yo stopped okay. El Bing from exploding El Azteca.
When I think of Mexico, I don't think of Topo Chico as the first thing, but
maybe Yaritos or something.
Todos that being said.
Oh, okay.
Soy very sad this morning. Very soy sad.
Boy, speaking real broken English and broken Spanish at the same
time. It's offensive to both.
Yes.
Yeah. Grossi, thanks.
Very redundant.
So, you did catch some of the game last night. How are you feeling after a loss for old Mexico?
Watching that game was like watching mis padres get all muertos all over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not really, but trying.
It was Mexico's first loss at Azteca since 2013, eh? Or as I remember that año... the first tiempo, I first luchadored with Harley Quinceañera. Last tiempo, we lost at...
Harley Quinceañera, okay.
Last tiempo, we lost at Azteca. Mi hijo, El Robinino, was only 5'3 tall. Now, ahora...
the Brazilian Robinino.
He's like 6'9". He's muy tall. Muy tall.
6'9"?
Sí.
Like Michael Young tall.
Hard to luchador con with him. Lost like that makes two put vida in perspective, no?
Gosh.
Like maybe I should travel more or punch less chicos who commit crimes, man. Y soul examining. Put down my maracas and take a step back from crime fighting and protecto Mexico, man.
I don't know how you're protecting Mexico with your maracas, but either way, we're speaking with Mexican Batman here on Work in Progress. We saw your fellow countrymen shooting fireworks the night, Matt, before the match the other night with England and disturbing them at their hotel. Seems like something that a superhero might have stopped and stepped in there if you're really that super.
Mickey Batman, very busy, hombre, tú sabes? Mickey Batman. Might have been on a siesta during that time.
A siesta in the middle of the night, that's just sleeping.
But there's mucho worko to do. Mickey Batman must alto the Mexican villains of Mexican Gotham.
Well, who are your Mexican Batman villains?
I mean, todos mi amigos are like villains like Scare Cholo. He's a cholo that's real big on scaring gentes con birds.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a cool guy.
Dos Face Chico. Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Two-Face. Okay.
Mi archamigo, yo quiero. He terrorizes Mexico with piñatas filled with pollo. It's a waste of chicken.
Did you say archamigo?
He's talking about the Joker.
Wouldn't that be arch-friend?
And also because, like Batman...
He's not really Mexican. Okay. That's the problem. Yeah.
I must keep my identity secret, because I don't want to be canceled, man, or me butler, Alfredo.
Yeah. Nobody want to get canceled.
I must go, man. Also, I have... Tango, aqua diarrhea. But before I go, know this.
Okay.
I am El Justo. I am Onoche. Soy Mexican Batman.
Wow.
Oh, there's his theme. Yeah, he's gone. Just like that. A little smoke bomb hit the ground and
dramatically just walked out.
He's out of here.